Hello,
my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork One and Other. The date today is the 3rd of August 2009 and the time is 2013. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name is Carol Ann Moore. My date of birth is the 13th of the 2nd, 1945, and I live in Hornchurch in Essex.
Okay. And how are you today?
A bit nervous, but other than that, excited.
Good, good. And what motivated you to take part in this project in the first place?
It's to do with a charity, Compassion in World Farming, which I feel very passionate about, and they encouraged me to go onto your site and try to win a place on the plinth, which I did do.
And could you say a little bit about this charity?
Yes, it's to do with animal farming, worldwide, and it's for the animals to have a decent life before they actually come to the end of it, rather than being caged up in cages and treated dreadfully. Chickens have a very short life and it's really dreadful, especially when there is an alternative way of dealing with it.
And are you a supporter of the charity already?
Yes, I am, yes.
And how did you become aware of them?
I think I actually received leaflets through the door.
Yeah. And animal rights, is that something that you've always had a passion for?
Definitely, yeah. Yes, I have. Yeah. Nobody can speak for animals. You know, they can't speak for themselves. I mean, obviously there's other charities like Children and People, but they do have a voice, whereas animals don't.
Yeah. And what do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm retired.
Okay. What did you do?
I was a switchboard operator for the Metropolitan Police for quite a few years.
And how was that? Can you share your experience of
working? Well, that was dealing with members of the public for all different reasons, mainly lost dogs, burglaries and such, and all sorts of things. It was very varied, you know. It was very, very interesting, and I enjoyed it greatly.
Mm. And working for the Met, what was the the community like with the Met, the community of police? People talk about working for the police as being a real community. Did you find that yourself?
Oh, definitely, yes. It was like a sort of family, you know. It wasn't actually like going to work, you know. It was, you know, just like being amongst your family, which maybe, it's very professional though, of course, but, you know, it was very nice.
And did the job change over the years that you did it?
Yes, it did. And also the locations changed as well. It changed greatly, and especially, I wouldn't necessarily say for the better. It was more like call centre, you know, which is now, you know, sort of how it is these days.
Yeah. Mm. And today you're going to be on the plinth raising awareness for this charity. How are you going to be doing that?
Hopefully I will be dressed as a chicken and a banner with the website. Compassion in World Farming, I think in a couple of weeks' time, is going round various towns with the word about battery farming.
And so you're going to have a banner, and how do you think you will feel up there?
I would imagine very nervous when I first get up there, but after that maybe I might relax a little, because I know I'm there for an hour, and hopefully I will do the job that I'm supposed to do while I'm up there.
Yeah, lovely. And what does it mean to you personally to stand on the fourth plinth, having worked for the Met and kind of being sort around London, I suppose.
It means a great deal, actually. I never thought... I actually worked on the embankment at one stage, and I never, ever thought that I would actually be in Trafalgar Square on the fourth plinth.
And what memories have you got of Trafalgar Square? Is it a place that you've come throughout your life?
Yes, it is really, but mainly, obviously, it's like New Year's, and I was there for the millennium, you know, on that night, and that's a night I will never ever forget.
What about it? We never forget.
Oh, the amount of people, absolutely crowded, more so than like the normal New Year's Eve, you know. It's one to remember.
And who were you there with?
Well, I was working, actually. And I finished work at 10 o'clock. And, of course, I was there in time for the midnight. So I was already there, sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. And working on New Year's Eve, with the police, must be quite a... I suppose there must be a lot of atmosphere and excitement.
Oh, yes, definitely. But then sometimes it goes quite straightforward. You're always expecting the worst, but sometimes it doesn't happen.
And how about you? Now you're retired. How do you spend your time?
Well, I have grandchildren. I spend some of the time with them. My husband still works, so I look after him. I go to the gym, of course. But other than that, just things in general.
How old are your grandchildren?
Molly, the eldest, is 13. Phoebe is 10. And young Freddie is 2 in December.
They must bring you a lot of joy.
Oh, they do. They're lovely. Very, very well behaved, even if I say so myself.
And can I ask about your children? You have grandchildren?
Oh, my children?
Yes.
Yes, I have a son, Robert, who I think is 43, and a daughter, Caroline, who is 40 this year. Just the two.
Yeah, great. And husband, you said he still works?
Oh, yes.
Where does he work?
He works at Scotland Yard. Yeah. Civil staff, he isn't a police officer.
Yeah. And how did you two meet?
Oh, crikey. We worked together, years ago. Yes, I think it's actually nearly 46 years ago.
Wonderful. And what's important to you now in life going forward?
To make people happy. Really, I have seen on the plinth some people with signs up, you know, saying people make, you know, people happy. So, yes, it's a good thing to do.
And can you say a little bit about your upbringing and your parents?
My parents? Yeah. My parents, they were just ordinary people. My father actually was a custodian at the Houses of Parliament. And my mother was just a housewife. She didn't really work, you know. That's about it. They were very good parents.
And you grew up in Essex?
Yes.
Yeah. How was it to grow up in Essex?
I grew up in Dagenham in Essex, and it was good. But it's changed a lot since, of course. But I have some good memories.
What were you like as a teenager?
Oh, very ordinary, you know, unassuming. It was very different in those days now, you know, there was just like the youth club, the school youth club, you know, that sort of thing. And then you sort of got married very young in those days, which I did do. So, yeah, it wasn't very uneventful.
What kind of music did you like?
Oh, rock and roll.
And nowadays, how about musical tastes nowadays?
Oh, I like the Killers.
Yeah.
But I must say, I'm a dedicated fan of Bob Dylan. Never changes. He's lovely.
Yeah. Great lyrics.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Nobody like him.
Oh. And who are you doing this for today, standing on the plinth?
Oh, compassion in world farming. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, most worthy cause. There are lots of other animal charities, but I think they're one of the good ones.
And do you play a role yourself for the charity?
No, I don't, because I'm a coward. But I do like to support them, like, financially if I can, you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about taking part in one another and standing on the plinth?
Just that it's just hasn't sunken in yet. It really hasn't. You know, I thought about it and I thought I'd rather get it over with and then think about it. You know, but it is something great.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Kate.